This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as the Supreme Court's announced it will consider appeals concerning DACA, the Obama-era policy protecting Dreamers, which are the millions of young Americans who were brought into the United States illegally as children. The Trump administration appealing rulings blocking attempts to repeal the program. The High Court will recess for the summer, so the case won't actually be heard until this fall. President Trump is still in Osaka, Japan for the G20 summit, and tomorrow he'll be meeting there with the Chinese president, with trade at the top of the agenda. Today, Trump met with Russia's President Vladimir Putin, and during a photo opportunity, when asked if he had told Putin not to meddle in the 2020 election, the president wagged his finger at Putin and said, "Please don't meddle in our elections." This is USA Radio News.
A recent article says that consumers need to evaluate the ingredients found in their toothpaste. Dental hygienist Linda Hirse.
When it comes to the health of your teeth and gums, ingredients matter. Look for a toothpaste with a natural, gentle ingredient, like baking soda, which is the foundation of Arm & Hammer toothpaste.
The report noted that toothpaste with baking soda shows promise in reducing plaque and may decrease gum bleeding when compared to toothpaste without it.
When you brush with Arm & Hammer toothpaste, you notice the baking soda difference. They have been clinically proven to remove up to 5 times more plaque and to reduce gum bleeding by as much as 60% when compared to a non-baking soda toothpaste. Throughout the day, as you eat and drink, stains attach to the tooth surface, actually embedding into the sticky bacterial plaque. The Arm & Hammer toothpaste with baking soda removes the stains and the plaque, even in the hard-to-reach areas. Baking soda also helps neutralize the harmful plaque acids that form in our mouth, keeping teeth and gums healthy.
For more, visit ahtoothpaste.com.
The U.S. House sending President Trump a $4.6 billion humanitarian aid package for migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border. The Senate approved the bill, passing it with overwhelming bipartisan support, despite some objections from some Democrats who wanted a bill with more protections for migrants. Trump is expected to sign the bill. Reaction came swiftly after the 5-4 decision by the U.S. Supreme Court that a citizenship question will not be allowed on the upcoming 2020 census.
President Donald Trump has made a request to White House attorneys to determine if it would be possible to delay the census, no matter how long, until the Supreme Court receives additional information on the matter. Senator Lindsey Graham believes the question regarding legal citizenship should be on the census form.
I think a lot of people believe that how much money a state gets based on the number of people should be related to those here legally, not illegally.
With the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Today marks 1 year since 5 people were murdered at the Capital Gazette newspaper in Annapolis, Maryland. During a gun safety conference held yesterday as part of the commemorative events, 1 year later, the paper's editor said those who survived are doing fine, but that they are still mourning the loss of their colleagues. To remember the lives of those killed, there will be a memorial dedicated this morning at a waterfront park in the Maryland State Capitol. There's also to be a concert tonight at Maryland Hall. The alleged gunman, Jared Ramos, remains behind bars awaiting trial. A collection of previously unreleased Elvis Presley music is coming out to mark the 50th anniversary of his comeback year. Live 1969 will include performances from Presley's sold-out Las Vegas residency. It's coming out on August 9th, along with a special vinyl version of his Live at the International Hotel album. There's also the American Sound 1969 collection, which features 90 unreleased tracks that Presley recorded while making his hit album From Elvis in Memphis. That will be out on August 23rd, August marking the 42nd anniversary of Elvis Presley's death. Remember to check us out online as well as on the radio. You can find us at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. With us right now is the pastor, writer, and host of the popular TV broadcast, Hour of Power. Bobby Schuller is back with us. We're going to be talking about his brand-new book, Change Your Thoughts, Change Your World, How Life-Giving Thoughts Can Unlock Your Destiny. Bobby, always good to have you with us. How are you doing?
Hey, Bill. So good to be with you guys. I'm well, thanks.
Well,
California.
Exactly. Yeah, and I'm on the East Coast, for the next couple of weeks before I head west, and we're going to visit with the grandson, and then we have a grandson, another one coming that's in the oven that'll be coming, God willing, about mid-September. So a lot of mazel tov on both sides of the coast here. Exactly.
Great.
Well, Bobby, your book, Change Your Thoughts, Change Your World, immediately what comes to mind, and you noted in your book, is wisdom that came from the wisest man that God said that he gave to this earth. Solomon wrote in Proverbs 23:7, as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Empirically and experientially, we understand that to be the case. But sometimes, we forget and we get kind of loose with our thoughts. And then we're wondering why we got ourselves in the mess we got ourselves into, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Solomon's a great place to start because he does talk a lot about the value of wisdom, the value of knowledge, which, of course, is a function of the mind. It's interesting, though, because in Hebrew, in biblical Hebrew, there's no word for mind. That's why you think with heart. Right. And it's interesting because when Jesus is talking, he's referencing Deuteronomy 6:5 when he says, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul. And normally there it says strength, but Jesus, we read it in the Greek. He changes that word strength to mind. Mm. And so it's interesting, like as a rabbi, Jesus is telling his audience that your personal strength is located in the mind. And it's a very clever teaching device.
Well, and it's interesting, especially in the Hebrew, because they often teach, especially with the heart, that is the word of God that just sits on the heart and just cracks that stony heart, as one rabbi explained to me one time, which I thought was a brilliant illustration, because, that's how God works with us, is when that heart is tender enough for his word to finally break through that thick surface through experiences or whatever you want to call it, our own stubbornness that, is kind of like a callus there and seems impenetrable. But thank God for his word, right?
Amen, yeah. And that's actually one of the big disciplines. I provide 12 disciplines we can practice in order to create new thinking that can lead to a more successful, more godly, more joyful life. Mm-hmm. And one of those, which is so, I feel like a lot of Christians have just forgotten, is memorizing scripture.
Yes.
So the Bible, when it talks about itself, it does say to study, but it only says to study a Bible 4 times in the Bible. Most of the time, I think it's like 26 times, the Bible says to meditate on the Bible. Mm-hmm. And so to me, like we don't, the danger is to make it sound like New Agey or something like that. The truth is when you're memorizing scripture, you're saying it to yourself over and over, you're meditating on the scripture. And exactly. I think something happens to me, and I think it happens to a lot of people, that when you memorize a Bible verse or scripture, you actually take it into your body. And it becomes like something you have with you all the time. And it's a great way to relax. It's a great way to build godly character. It's a great way to remember God's promises. And this is something that younger Christians in particular, I think, need to reclaim as a discipline.
Well, I think that it's part and parcel of the shield of faith, the full armor of God that he gives us, even though, you know, we do have in that final piece, that piece of offense called the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. But you also have that shield of faith that penetrates all those fiery darts of the enemies. That's the thoughts. That's those little foxes that come in and try to burrow in and get us off course. But in meditating, as you say, and I think this is wise counsel, Bobby, that you give us here, is that, you know, it's easy to get caught up in the hecticness of this world, especially in the world of social media and the world that we live in right now. It's the tyranny of the urgent, and we got all these energy cells that are just banging into one another. But if we don't pause and go for a holy moment and settle in on God, then we're going to be out of sync with His will for our life, or at least we're much more vulnerable for that anyway, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's really important. One of the things that people are forgetting is that boredom actually is a really good thing. That, you know, that until television and then now phones, you know, people were supposed to be bored a lot of the times. And that boredom is supposed to lead us into reflection. It's supposed to lead us into spending time, you know, with our friends and family. It's supposed to, you know, lead us into prayer and to want to do, you know, useful work. And I feel like that one of the great problems today is actually the some people call it the pocket God, you know, that phone, that you're always looking at your phone every single second you feel bored. And I think that's creating a real spiritual problem, not just for Christians, but for everybody.
Well, so when you think about it, exactly. Good.
But yeah, like I was thinking about the other, I mean, I do this too compulsively. I was having dinner with my wife and she got up to use the restroom, and the first thing I did was reach for my phone, but not with a reason. I wasn't going to check my email. I just didn't know why I was reaching for my phone. But the deeper answer was I was bored. I was instantly bored, you know. This is not good. So, you know, I think we need to recognize that biologically even we're supposed to be bored so that we'll do meaningful things with our life.
If we understand that that's the option, but like you said, you catch yourself, you know, kind of reacting and doing things. And so you pause for a moment and meditate on, okay, what's my motivation here? And certainly if you were to tell your wife, even though that she left you, to get a break, you said, why'd you look at me? I'm bored. You're bored with me? What? No, honey. That's okay.
Yeah. Well, the place where this really, I think, really hits is when we're supposed to study or meditate on the scripture, or when we want to pray, or even when we're in church. That we don't have the ability to go deep, the ability to connect with God. It becomes very difficult. And in fact, there's been studies on this thing called anhedonia, which is not depression. It's the numbness of life. It's the inability to experience pleasure. Dr. Arch Hart, who's a Christian psychologist, has done a lot of research on this, that our brain chemistry is changing because of all the flashing lights and all the constant entertainment. That leaves us with an inability to enjoy a walk, you know, to enjoy works of art, to enjoy our prayer times. And so one of the big things I'm really pressing people to do in my book is to recognize this issue and how it's affecting our mind and even our brains, and how that's affecting our relationships and our ability to have joy in life.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you say number one is meditate. What's number two?
I think one of the biggest things Christians can do is, and I'm quoting Dallas Willard here, but to ruthlessly eliminate hurry from your life.
Yes.
I remember John Ortberg was telling a story of, I think he was at Willow Creek when he started as a teaching pastor, and he was being mentored by Dallas Willard. So he calls Dallas on the phone. He says, Dallas, I'm feeling like spiritually empty. I feel like I can't help people as a pastor, and I'm just constantly going, and I need some tips from you. And he says that Dallas, he said, what can I do? And he said there was a long pause on the phone. And then Dallas said, ruthlessly eliminate hurry from your life.
Okay.
And then he said, okay, so I hurriedly wrote that down, John says. And then he goes, okay, well, what else should I do? And then he said, there's another long pause. And Dallas said, that's all. Just eliminate hurry from your life. And it's interesting because when we look at Jesus, we see somebody that's really not in a hurry. He's relaxed. And Jesus is spending time with the Father. Jesus is living from a place of faith. And it's the opposite of the anxious nervousness and hurry that so many of us experience in work, in our parenting, in our driving, in our exchanges on social media. We're just frantic and anxious. And that's, that's not a reflection of wisdom or faith, I don't think.
I agree with you. Bobby Schiller is with us. His new book, Change Your Thoughts, Change Your World. More from Bobby on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want?
You're my defender.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Bill Martinez here. Bobby Schiller continues with us. His new book, Change Your Thoughts, Change Your World, How Life-Giving Thoughts Can Unlock Your Destiny. No doubt, Bobby, as you said in the second step here, of ruthlessly eliminating hurry, that we have become more about being human doings than human beings, I think. What do you say?
Yeah, that's right, exactly. Yeah, God loves us just as we are, not as we should be. And although becoming holy is an important part of discipleship, it begins by first belonging and recognizing that, you know, when this life is over, the world is going to continue to spin and things are going to keep on going without us. Mm-hmm. We have to learn to find our meaning not in what we do or what we have or what others say about us. We have to find our meaning and our purpose first in our relationship with God, and second in our relationship with our friends and our family in particular.
Well, I think this whole issue, this issue of being so busy and trying to fill in time and everything, as you mentioned in the first step, is that, you know, maybe we take inventory to say, what are we filling this time with? And, you know, when you read these studies and, you know, we talk about the kids, you know, being involved with these electronic devices, cell phones, iPads, you know, maybe a laptop or something, anywhere 8 to 10 hours a day. Man, I tell you, I'd love to have an hour a day, you know, to be able to reclaim, which according to the latest survey said that if you were given another hour a day, what would you do with it? Most people, the number one answer, believe it or not, was sleep. So, but, you know, which is quite interesting, but it's all to your point, is that we're all so busy hurrying around that we're wearing ourselves out. And this is not what God intends for us. Okay, that's let's talk about the third step. What's number three?
Well, they're not in order. I mean, but these are key things that I think first of all, what we first need to do is recapture the value of our thinking itself and how our thinking really dictates the direction of our life. So I grew up on boats a lot. We were always working on boats, and sometimes I was a deckhand. My dad had a boat. So we're, you know, here on the coast, we're always fishing. And one of the things that's so interesting is if you go into the bridge and you see that steering wheel, every boat I'd ever been on, the steering wheel was in perfect condition. I mean, it was just shiny and gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And that was because when you're out on the water, actually, no captain actually uses the steering wheel anymore. It's almost a decorative. Now they have this little computer. And on the computer is a nav device, and on the nav device is a little dial, and if you turn that, and that's how you steer the boat, is it gives you coordinates, and you dial in the coordinates, and then the boat automatically goes to wherever you want to go. And I noticed that back in those days, you'd turn that dial just one hair, I mean, and you don't feel the boat move at all, but after an hour, you'd be miles away from where you would have been. And I think this is how our thinking is. Our thinking always becomes our future. And though, you know, like if you change one ungodly thought to a godly thought, one base thought to a noble thought, one negative thought to a positive thought, you may not see immediate change in your life, but these kinds of shifts will have dramatic effects months or years down the line. And this is really what I'm trying to accomplish in the teaching, is showing people that just incorporating some very small disciplines like the ones we mentioned, like not hurrying so much, like being okay with boredom, like memorizing on scripture, will begin to really change your thoughts, and then that'll change your future.
You know, and speaking of which, after each chapter, you have, again, we talk about meditating, and you have a verse to meditate on, a question to consider, which is great because whether you're doing this on your own, but I can see the interactivity and how this dynamic could work very effectively if you're in a small group or with your wife and you're going through this. You know, this is an excellent conclusion to each chapter because it does give you something in which to, you know, carry on the conversation and not pick up the cell phone instinctively and say, what did I miss? Right?
Yeah. I mean, that's another problem, is that very often we have this knowing doing gap where we have all this knowledge, but we don't really act on it. So I think one of the things I hope to accomplish is that people will actually really, if they just incorporate even one of the 12 disciplines I put in the book, I think they'll see a tremendous difference. Another big thing I'm trying to accomplish is trying to help people locate their identity as believers in God's love rather than in their works or in their reputation or things like this. I remember when I was a kid, we had this guy who played basketball with us, and we were all like 15 and 16, and his dad bought him Nike stock. He bought him like 5 shares, which I think back then was like 40 or 50 bucks for his birthday. And we started calling this kid Wall Street because he owned stock, and we used to tell girls that he owned Nike. We thought that kind of helped. It probably did sometimes. And so he just, like, I don't even really remember his real name. We just called him Wall Street all the time.
Right.
And one of the most amazing things is when we graduated high school, I found out later that the guy went on to be an investment banker.
Go figure.
And I thought about that, and I was like, you know, we called him Wall Street so much that he became what he was called.
Wow.
I think very often what we call ourselves, what we call our children, what we call our neighbor has an impact on who they actually become.
Yeah, it's, you know, no question, the power of our words and how they go out that, you know, the Bible tells us they can wound or heal. And you think about it, I mean, you know, when you consider whose image that we are made in, I mean, after all, you know, what did God do in 6 days? Just by first, you know, first thinking about it, and then it was the word speaking it out, and here we have this wonderful creation that we enjoy, huh?
Well, yeah, exactly. And Jesus is always, as the scripture says, calling things that be not as though they were. So, for example, this girl is dead, and he says, she's not dead, she's sleeping. Well, in fact, she was dead.
Mm-hmm.
But by saying over her, she's not dead, she's sleeping, it's like his words, you know, so full of faith, made it so.
Right.
I think this is a big part of life that we forget. When we see the best in people, very often we get the best.
Mm.
When we see the worst in people, very often we get the worst. It's especially true with our kids.
Exactly.
Or with people we're trying to mentor. We forget so often that when we get frustrated, we have to be careful not to ascribe identities. And I remember when I was a kid, I had this aunt, and she would always say I was clumsy. And I'm not a clumsy person, but whenever I got around this aunt, I would do something, she would point it out, and do you think I would get more clumsy or less? I would get
yeah,
more clumsy.
Exactly.
You know, I'd drop more things, I'd do more things. And so she was actually making me clumsy by calling and seeing me as clumsy. We forget very often the way we think about people and the words we use with our neighbor actually has a big impact on how they behave, how they feel, how they think about themselves. This is really important, and I think it's taught all throughout the scripture.
Exactly, and I got to tell you, that is so important, Bobby, that we identify with the one who has really given us our identity. And but we have a free will. We can apprehend what he says about us or not even bother to read about it and understand. And as a result, then, you know, we're left to be victims of, you know, some well-meaning aunts, I don't know, out of cuteness or whatever, who start attaching, you know, things to you that certainly, you know, really are not.
Well, that's part of it, too. She didn't mean any harm by it. She's a really sweet person. She's having fun.
Right.
But we forget that with children, with our neighbors sometimes, what we think is no big deal, it's a big deal to them. And this is why we got to be careful about what we say. If we really make a discipline of encouraging people, you know, the Bible actually says, encourage one another so you will not sin.
Right.
Isn't that interesting? It's like encouragement, which is a spiritual gift. When we encourage people, it literally means to give them heart.
Mm-hmm.
We actually cause them not to sin. When I think about it the other way, when we discourage people, I think we actually very often inadvertently cause people to sin, even though we're trying to do the opposite.
And I think that what happens when we do that, when we do things that are unholy, like that, not only do we cause the other person to sin, but we're taken along for the ride. You know, it's not just on them. You end up getting it on yourself as well. So, you know, it's kind of hard to sin when you're encouraging somebody, I would think.
I think so, too. Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. There's a scripture called Satan, the accuser of the brethren.
Right.
Right. And so when I think about that, I'm like, okay, one of Satan's main job is to accuse us, to point out all of our faults, to call us, you know, sinners. But Paul says in the scripture, too, he who knew no sin became sin that we could be called filthy, rotten, dirty sinner. No, that we could be called the righteousness of God. So I think although we ought to be humble and confess our sins and repent and seek holiness, there's also this other side that we also have to, in faith, believe that the work of the cross really, it really was finished.
Bobby Schuller has been our guest. Bobby, the book will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. It's available at all the usual places, right?
That's exactly right. You can get it anywhere books are sold.
You got it. Thank you, Bobby. Appreciate the time. Take care. God bless.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen Lennon with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The Senior Living Advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news, as the Supreme Court's announced it will consider appeals concerning DACA, the Obama-era policy protecting Dreamers, which are the millions of young Americans who were brought into the United States illegally as children. The Trump administration appealing rulings blocking attempts to repeal the program. The High Court will recess for the summer, so the case won't actually be heard until this fall. President Trump is still in Osaka, Japan for the G20 summit, and tomorrow he'll be meeting there with the Chinese president, with trade at the top of the agenda. Today, Trump met with Russia's President Vladimir Putin, and during a photo opportunity, when asked if he had told Putin not to meddle in the 2020 election, the president wagged his finger at Putin and said, "Please don't meddle in our elections." This is USA Radio News.
Between the unbeatable performance and lower operating costs, electric cars are going places like never before. In fact, a survey by Drive Change Drive Electric tells us that 8 out of 10 Northeasterners agree electric is the future of automobiles. Travel expert Zach Houghton.
The vast majority of Northeast drivers, about 3 in 4, believe it's important to move towards electric cars, and 88% also want to reduce their vehicle emissions. So while drivers are interested in these cars, the problem is that most of them don't understand how and where to charge or even realize that charging stations are available to them.
Houghton told us a new campaign called Destination Electric hopes to change all that by celebrating businesses that support driving electric in communities across the Northeast.
Destination Electric businesses all have a storefront decal to alert visitors that charging is nearby. So far, over 100 local businesses have joined Destination Electric to demonstrate their support for electric cars and to let their customers know that they could be charging while they visit.
Visit Drive Electric US to learn more.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Two hot nights in Miami starting tonight. We've got 10 candidates on stage, 20 in total over the two nights. Five are sitting it out, and they'll be at home watching with popcorn and anything else to get them through the night. Some of us also will find it a bit enjoyable, as much as we can handle. Bill Pascoe is with us, Tea Party Patriot Citizen Fund Political Director and TPP's Man in Washington. Could be a lot of fun, Bill, huh? What do you think?
I'm looking forward to it, Bill.
It's going to be
a good two nights. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, it'll be Oprah Winfrey on steroids, you know. Free college for you, or you're gay. Okay, yeah, reparations for you. Anybody else need reparations for you, too? Reparations for everybody. Why not, huh? Whatever I can do to buy the vote.
This is what I think we're going to see over two nights. We've got 20 of the 25, because I don't know if you're aware of this, but you remember Admiral Joe Sestak, who ran for the Senate in Pennsylvania several years ago, then ran for governor?
Mm-hmm.
He lost both times, by the way. But apparently you no longer have to win races at the lower level to consider yourself qualified to run for president, as Beto O'Rourke has demonstrated. You can lose a race, a statewide race, and think that you're qualified to run for president. So Joe Sestak is now running for president, believe it or not, in case you missed that over the weekend.
Right, exactly. Or you could be a mayor of two different cities that's an absolute disaster, and your people are saying, we don't want you to run. We don't want, you know, what's happening in our city to be brought to the entire country, so don't bother, but yet they'll be on the stage.
Well, here's what I think we're going to learn from the 20 candidates that we'll see over the next two nights. We're going to learn there's two kinds of Democrats. There's Democrats that will tell you up front, I'm a socialist, and then there's Democrats who really are socialists, but they'll deny it publicly.
Mm, right.
because they are all bought into this hard left rhetoric now. They're all in favor of eliminating private insurance for 180 million private health insurance for 180 million people and forcing them into government run healthcare. They're all in favor of free student loans for everybody who wants to go to college. We've now got two of them are now talking about wiping out $1.6 trillion in debt that's already been taken on by people who went to college.
Exactly.
And I'm thinking, you know, what about all the people who took on student loan debt and paid it off because they thought that was good for themselves and their own lives and their ability to build a family and get a better job? They thought a college degree would help them have a better life. So they took
That's the next group of reparations, Bill, you know, because we have to right that wrong, right?
I guess so.
Yeah, coming soon.
The problem is what they'll find out eventually, as Margaret Thatcher said years ago, the problem with socialism is that eventually you run out of other people's money to spend.
Well, Bill, this should not be any surprise for people. I mean, we've reported on the show, for the last 3-4 years. Thank you very much, Trevor Loudon, who's done an incredible amount of research. And he said, Bill, you know, there's over 100 elected Democrats on the Beltway right now that are card-carrying Democratic socialists. I mean, they are affiliated with the Communist Party. And that is a fact. And so what's happened now with this free flowing of ideas on the Democratic side, the veil is torn back. I mean, there's no hiding it anymore. As you say, you have some people come out. I mean, it's like they're coming out of the closet, so to speak. And they're proud about it, and here it is. So, you know, people need to understand what that means, because as I was talking with Senator Jim DeMint just a moment ago, Bill, it's come down to a binary choice. Either you want freedom and ownership of property, or you're going to turn it over to the government and the Democrats who say they know better than all of us. And along with that, you know, we talk about Venezuela. Well, you take a look at any other socialist country on the planet today, and let me tell you, that is the future of America if the Democrats get their way.
The Democrats are all about equality. They want equality for everybody. And as Churchill pointed out decades ago, the inherent vice of socialism is the equal sharing of misery.
Right.
That's what history has shown socialism produces. It produces misery. It doesn't lift up the lower classes. It works to make everybody equal by tearing down the upper and the middle classes and making everybody into lower class. Sure, if all you want is equality, we can do that. We can have government confiscate everything. We can have government confiscate bank accounts and real property. We can have government confiscate that stuff, and everybody will be equal. Sure, they'll be equally miserable. I think that's what the American people want.
Yeah, welcome to the world of mediocrity. Who wants mediocrity, Bill?
Not Americans. That's not the American ethos. The American dream is that every generation can take what the current generation has done and build on it and have a better life.
Right.
That's what we've been doing generation after generation after generation. And it's free markets and free men and women who have been able to do that.
Yeah.
That's what history demonstrates. And if that's the choice that voters have in 2020, I'm confident that America's best days are still in front of us.
Well, and they've got to be discerners of what is being presented out there, as you say. I mean, can you imagine, let's just put it in sports terms. You know, the women, of course, right now competing in soccer. And, you know, we'll just have a mediocre women's soccer team. We'll just have a mediocre USA Olympic basketball team or anybody that participates. It'll all just be mediocre. Because that's what they do, right? And that is the mindset.
That's not what Americans want.
No, of course.
Americans are some of the most competitive people on the planet. We love a competition.
Right.
You know, I mean, for years, what's our biggest television audience of the year? It's for a game.
Yeah.
The Super Bowl.
Right.
It's a competition. That's what we tune into.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So these things are endemic, as you say, and they're part of the DNA of Americans. You know, this is why, you know, they work harder. This is why American businesses or businesses who have, you know, emigrated overseas because of the oppressive tax laws that were going on. But now, thank you, Donald Trump, he comes to town and says, look, we're going to bring you back home. We're putting out the, you know, the red carpet for you. Come back home where you belong. And a lot of these businesses said, heck yeah, I mean, to get back and deal with the American work effort, you know, and what they do, you know, hardworking Americans, this has been our tradition. Heck yeah, I'd much rather be back home. Just make it worth my while than get these taxes, all these things that have been blocking my businesses, these taxes and regulations out of the way, and I'm coming home quick.
Yep, you're absolutely right. I just saw a statistic a couple weeks ago. The first 2 years of the Trump administration compared to the last 2 years of the Obama administration on the creation of manufacturing jobs, six times as many manufacturing jobs created in the first 2 years of the Trump administration as were created in the last 2 years of the Obama administration.
Of course, and the economist for Obama would say, the economist for Obama would say, yeah, we started that. And we handed that over to Trump, you know, and trying to take credit for it. All right, getting back to Miami, who comes out a winner? Do you have a forecast here?
Well, I think, so we've got two nights. We've got 10 candidates tonight and 10 candidates tomorrow night. I think one of the winners has already been determined by the luck of the draw, and that is Elizabeth Warren, who's going to be center stage tonight, and she's on stage with the kiddie table, basically.
Right. Mm-hmm.
She's going to dominate the debate tonight. Beto O'Rourke got a lucky draw because he gets to go up against Elizabeth Warren and not have to worry about being on stage and fighting for airtime with Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders and Kamala Harris. So Beto got a lucky draw. He gets to position himself against Warren. Tomorrow night, I think it's actually kind of a dangerous night for Biden.
I think so, too.
Biden is a guy, you know, Biden is a guy who is known for putting his foot in his mouth. The last 3 weeks of this campaign have been dominated by his comments on the Hyde Amendment, you know, whether or not we'll use federal taxpayer dollars to pay for abortions, which has been the policy for more than 40 years of the federal government has been we don't use federal taxpayer dollars to pay for abortion. That's something that Joe Biden voted for 30-odd years while he was in the Senate. That's something he supported until the left wing of his party a couple weeks ago made it clear to him that that wasn't going to fly anymore, and that if he wanted to be a Democrat in good standing in 2019, he'd better support using taxpayer funds for abortion, and he flipped in 24 hours.
Well, and things are going to be tough.
That's because of a gap.
Yeah, and Bill, things are going to be tough. You got 5 to 7 minutes per person during this debate. That doesn't give anybody a lot of time.
This message is sponsored by Ameriglide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call Ameriglide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stair lift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, I love music and lyrics like this that remind us that, hey, look, there's always room for a comeback, and this could be your time and your moment. Why not? And fitting with the good news is the good news girl herself who joins us, Samantha Mao. If you go to our website, BillMartinezLive.com, go down and you will see, as you scroll down, you will see Sam's Corner. And that's where we feature all these great news stories that she is able to collect for us direct from the internet all around the world. And, you know, I especially look forward to this segment every week because it gives us a chance to get away from the wackiness of, you know, the political process, you know, some of the heated cultural debates that we're having. Okay, maybe they're one-sided a bit because that's the way Google and Facebook and Twitter wants it to be. But nonetheless, you know, we continue to fight a good fight, and it's good to have moments of respite from it all. Hey, Sam, thanks for coming on. Appreciate your faithfulness to report to us every week these viral videos. You know, with the election season getting underway, man, I'm telling you, it's gotten underway early. You know, we may need to have you on almost like every day.
Have me on to bring you back down. You know, I really feel like what these videos do or what these stories do is kind of help bring people back down to earth and remind us of what we have in common
exactly.
Our community. And that's why I'm happy to be here every week with you. I love being on with you and telling you and your audience about these stories. And, yeah, I would be happy to come on more often to help kind of alleviate the pain of election season starting early.
It's going to be nuts. I mean, this week down in Miami, there's two nights of debates with the Democrats, 10 each. Some of them, I think, what, 4 or 5 didn't make the stage because they didn't meet the requirements. So you got 10. And we'll see how it wiggles its way through. If yeah, you know, obviously there's going to be some that will, you know, rise and they may have a viral moment. And it'll be interesting to see even of the way underdog, those 5 that didn't make it to the stage, if one of them is able to find a way to you know, come up a bit and participate in the next debate. But stay tuned. But enough of that stuff. Let's talk about a stepdad's Father's Day gift that brings the internet to tears. What happened here?
You know, there's nothing I love more than a good dad, but I feel like there's something especially touching when there's a stepdad
exactly.
that comes into a child's life. Yeah, because it was something they didn't have to do. And
well, not only that, Sam, but I think that, you know, step parents are so undervalued because they come into that relationship almost in a deficit because they didn't birth that child. And by that, I don't mean anything other than the fact that that child is not of them. There's certain characteristics of that child that they cannot relate to. I mean, there's already 50% of the characteristics that the mother who bore the child can't relate to because it's of the father. But the father's not there, right? And so now you got the stepdad coming in. Some of it, you know, is male stuff, so that's okay. But there's nuances of that child's personality that only the father, the real dad, can do that. And I, like you, I'm especially touched. And, you know, when a stepdad comes into play and they're so gifted, and to me, it is God-given. It is such a gift for them to be able to relate and fill that void in such, in some ways, I'd say a miraculous sort of way.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I think this is one of those special cases. Sophia Kelly said that her stepdad used to actually leave her a note on her door every day when she was in middle school. He'd leave it there for inspiration, which, you know, has me choking up just thinking about it. And
right.
Sophia actually saved every note. He had no idea. Her stepdad had no idea. And then recently, it actually went by, the video of her giving him his Father's Day gift this year actually went viral when she took all those notes and put them around a giant picture of them and put it in a frame and surprised him with it. And, of course, you know, it's an emotional video. It took off in the internet, you know, bawling their eyes out.
You're not supposed to make the host cry.
I know.
There's no crying in radio.
No crying. But it definitely is something worth taking a look at because just the love that's there, that must make her mom especially so happy. And, you know, I don't know if her real dad is still in the picture or not, but, you know, if he is, he has to be appreciating, you know, how much this guy went out of his way to make sure Sophia felt that love and inspiration. What a great idea to leave a note every day, especially in middle school. You need those notes of inspiration in middle school. That's a tough time. So.
Well, and that's the thing. It says a lot, not only about the stepdad, but about Sophia's character as well. That
Absolutely. She
had the capacity to receive that gift. And in turn, you know, pay it forward back to her stepdad. Wow, this is the thing. Again, God tells us it's better to give than to receive. And what do you have here? Just that dynamic of those two individuals, what they gave to one another. I mean, and it's like with each gift, it becomes exponential, right? It's not 1 + 1 = 2. It's 1 + 1 = 4 or something because of the power of that gift. And what it means to both of them going back and forth. I mean, that's such a neat story, Sam. That's awesome.
Hey, let's talk to all of us.
Yeah, let's talk about true heroism now. Let's meet the man who dove into a river to rescue a motorist. What happened?
To me, this is always one of the scariest scenarios: is your car rolling into a river and figuring out how to get out. Well, Andrew Lund, he's a nurse at Anchorage Nursing Home and Rehabilitation Center. And he's arriving to work on Tuesday morning and he saw a vehicle go into the water. What happened is the driver actually had, he meant to go forward and had the car in reverse and backed up and rolled into the water. Well, there was no time to call 911. I mean, you know, when something like that happens, you have seconds to react to get the person out of the car. So he knew that he didn't have time to call 911. He actually had access to a life preserver and got a few other people that he worked with to help him. And he dove into the water and told the driver, he said, you know, go ahead and roll your window down. And he dove under and pulled him out. And, you know, instead of it being a tragic situation,
exactly.
The person in the car actually got out with very minimal injuries. And I just think, what a hero. That's scary thing to try to go down. And anytime you're trying to rescue somebody from drowning, you risk drowning yourself. And
well, exactly, because they tell you that when you go to save somebody who's drowning, you have to almost let them get near near to the point to where they drown, so they fight themselves out, so that they are subtle, you know, so that you can, you know, get them out of the water. Otherwise, out of their sheer panic, you know, they end up killing, you know, the person trying to save them and themselves. And that's kind of a routine deal. So, you know, I'm thinking that here's this car going down and you got somebody going, roll down the window. The window right now is the only thing keeping me from, you know, the water. But, you know, the amount of trust that that person must have had and, you know, maybe some sense of reason to know that, that's what they had to do. And sometimes that's very difficult when you're caught, you know, really between a hard spot like that to say, okay, I've got to do something that's counterintuitive. I've got to, in order to get out of this, I've got to let go of some, you know, limited amount of safety that, you know, there's a clock on that, right? I mean, because the thing is, in seconds, that thing's going to be immersed, and then at that point, you know, there's no saving this guy.
That's right, because water comes in either. I mean, it might keep water out temporarily to have that window up, but then it keeps you in, and the water actually gets in, too. So it does take an amount of trust to, you know, everybody needs to make sure to roll down that window if their car starts to go down, so they do have a way, especially, you know, you think about the electronic part, it's going to short circuit. There's no way it's going to keep working. So.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Well, then they get pressurized, and it's that much more difficult. It's not like you can just open up a door, you know, because you have so much pressure because of the water and everything else. So, but very cool. So, wow, so he was saved, and, you know, all is well. That's great.
You know, that guy was just arriving at the right place at the right time, happened to be, you know, a nurse of all people. Andrew Lund just...
Wow.
In the right place. He was one of God's angels that day.
Amen. And I'm sure God's angels forever, because that, to me, tells me his instinct, the way he's wired. You know, we talked before about first responders. They have that special DNA component that in a situation where there is an emergency and everybody's running away, they're the ones that run to the problem, to the fire, and to where all the stuff is going on, right?
Absolutely. And I just love those people.
Yep, exactly. Let's talk about triumphing over cancer and bullies, if I'm reading this right, triumphing over cancer, bullies with his violin, a Raleigh boy gets a golden buzzer on America's Got Talent. What's going on?
That's right. You know, you don't see people playing violin often on America's Got Talent, but Tyler Butler Figuera, he's 11 years old, and he actually got the golden buzzer recently. And, you know, getting the golden buzzer from Simon Cowell is a big deal.
Right.
And, you know, so not only did he accomplish that, but leading up to that, he had been diagnosed with leukemia when he was 4 years old. So then, you know, he's undergoing chemotherapy and losing his hair. And when he's going to school, other kids don't really understand what's going on with him, how he's sick. And that he's here. So kids would avoid him because they thought it was contagious, which is just heartbreaking. So this young man, he said that he saw the violin one day, and as soon as he saw it when he was 7 years old, he said he knew he wanted to do it. So he threw himself into it, and now he's amazing. You know, he's going on America's Got Talent still at this very young age, having overcome all. And he's been in remission for 4 years, which is amazing.
Wow, that's cool.
And now he's gotten the golden buzzer and America's Got Talent. So I think we should all stay tuned. And, you know, I love this kid and his spirit. I wish him the best.
That's great. Yeah, the last name, just so you know, let me help you out with it. Figueroa, one of my best friends, who happens to be my doctor. His last name's Figueroa as well. So Figueroa. So Figueroa.
Figueroa.
Anyway. So congratulations to him again. They're all inspirations to all of us. And thank you so much, as always, Sam. Appreciate you being here. Make sure you go to Sam's Corner. There's more to report on, and she's got it right there for you at BillMartinezLive.com. Have a great day, Sam.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Business Bureau, make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get the free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.